Hi, you're listening to Animorphs, the radio drama, uncensored, on KDUP 1580 AM, or, if you're listening on a computer, like I know some of you are, kdup.up.edu, extension 7121 to call in, or, if you're on a cell phone or some other phone somewhere, anywhere actually, 503-943-7121. Right now I'm the only one in the station, which kind of rocks, you know, because I'm a loner, but... we've got Matt on the way. He had to go set the thing for record, because as it turns out, we record our show because we like the sound of our own voices. CJ, of course, is a religious person, so for some reason he felt the need to go to church. Something about guilt or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm all by myself. If you guys want to call in, we've got a couple of minutes before everybody shows up. Let's see. If you didn't listen to the whole show last week, gosh, you missed a great one. We finished up a book, the first one, Animorphs the Invasion. So we're on to, where's the book? The second one. Oh. Which is Animorphs the Visitor. Rachel's going to be our kick-butt narrator. Sorry, I had to clean myself up there because I'm a horrible person. Matt is in the studio, everybody. Say hi to Matt.
Hi, Matt.
And actually, we won't be able to read Rachel's voice as a girl. So that would just be annoying.
Matt just got done running from Christy, so give him a second to catch his breath before you pound him with questions. Anyway, we're still waiting on CJ as usual, but, you know, we'll deal with it. What do you want to talk about right now? Because it feels awkward starting the book at the only two.
Yeah, it does. Let's talk about K.A. Applegate for a minute. What sort of literary mechanisms have you, the listeners, noticed her using? Kyle, do you have any literary mechanisms on hand?
I'm an engineer, so I'm going to go with no.
No? All right. Well, first of all, as we've noted previously, K.A. has a sort of a hand for alliteration, silently swooping out of the starry sky, I believe the quote was.
A shadow within a shadow. That's a good one.
That's a metaphor more than alliteration, but we'll roll with it.
Thank goodness. All right, which one is it? This one? Okay, you're good. Hi, you're on. Hello. Hi, you're on. Hello. Hi, you're on. Hello. Awesome. Hi, I can't hear you very well. Is there... Hey, Russ. Is this DJ? No, this would be Kyle. Nice try, though. Kyle. K-Y-L-E.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh, rock on.
Hey.
Why'd you call it?
I've tried. I just did a request. I don't know. It just seemed like the cool thing to do because I'm listening to the radio right now.
Nice. So you did take that break.
Yes.
Wow, I sound really weird over the phone.
You do? Are you on the radio right now?
Yeah, we are. So you're making a fool of yourself all over the place.
Hi.
Really?
Yeah, you can hear
us and hear yourself. Yes, okay, awesome. No, I'm just here to say that I'm a new listener, very excited about my first time with the show.
Everyone always is.
And, yeah, look forward to great adventures.
Good. This would be Kyle.
I'm ready to strap it in, and, yeah, we're ready to rock and roll, so.
Do you have any questions for us before we let you go?
Not yet, because I don't even know what to expect, so maybe later on the show I'll call back with more questions, but as of now, I'm just sitting here in awe and wonder about what may happen to me in the next 2 hours.
All right, let's get to it.
All right, sounds good. All right, bye-bye.
For those that don't know, Russ, for those that don't... Wow, we do have no sound. There we go. Ah, my voice is back. Okay, for those that don't know Russ, he's, awesome. So... He's listening in, and you should, too.
Have we already done a synopsis of the Animorphs?
Well, I mentioned that people missed the, you know, the ending of the first one, but I didn't talk about it. I pretty much left that up to the king of synopses.
Oh. Who is that?
CJ? That's you.
Oh, crap. All right, so last few weeks, we've learned that the five friends, Jake, Marco, Cassie, Rachel, and Tobias... Met an alien in a construction site, told them about evil yerks, slugs invade your head, take over your body and your thoughts. You know, basic pod people story. Gave them the power to morph, to change into any animal they can touch and acquire the DNA of. And they learned that Jake's brother Tom is controlled by the Yerkes. He is a human controller, which was very sad and poignant. And they went to fight the Yerkes in the Yerk pool, which the Yerkes need to return to every 3 days for sustenance. And they were not very successful in their fight. What happened during the fight, Kyle?
During the fight, it was pretty freaking awesome. I mean, these guys find out that there's a tunnel leading through a janitor's closet, which is always creepy for those that don't know, and down these crazy-looking stairs that's like a cavern. And they show up in this huge area under their city. It's just, like, huge. It's like 4 football stadiums or something like that is how they described it. Anyway, they're sitting there and they're watching these people who have no idea what's going on get, like, dragged out into the middle of this Yerk pool and have these aliens, like, slipped inside their face, ear, either one. Anyway, it was intense. And so we really got into it. And so if you, you know, want to listen to that, you kind of missed out. But as it turns out, we're going to have a website coming up here pretty quick. We've been advertising it on the show for a couple of weeks now. But it's actually going to happen. And yeah, so you should definitely listen to the first book because it sets everything else up and gets you really excited about life and, you know, not getting dead.
I'm sure one of the things that KA is famous for, at least among those who read Animorphs, is rehashing.
Ooh, rehashing.
And covering the plot again for those of the readers who weren't fortunate enough to read the first book first.
Well, yeah. So she reviews a lot. I think we should just start into the book, you know, because What's-His-Face is going to be late.
Again.
CJ. Gah! Stupid. That's CJ. All right. Do you want a mic over there? Or?
No, I'm
plugged in. Okay. So, as Kyle said, this book is told from Rachel's point of view. And I think this was my first Animorphs book, if I recall correctly, way back in third grade. I caught it because it had a picture of a girl turning into a cat on the cover, and I thought, how could you go wrong with
it? Oh my god, she's so... No, sorry.
I was in third grade.
You had those thoughts.
I was like, how could you go wrong with a book where a girl turns into a cat? And I picked it up, and I was hooked immediately. I read through, like, the first 20 books, and then I got too mature for Animorphs, but I grew out of that phase as well. And we've got some sad, cheesy
music. No. Just go with it.
All right. And
okay.
We're going to start?
Starting the book.
All right.
You want to do voices or narration?
I'll do narration.
Sounds good.
All right. Chapter 1. My name is Rachel. I won't tell you my last name. None of us will ever tell you our last names. Whenever I do use a last name, it's a fake. Sorry, but that's the way it has to be. And we won't tell you the name of our town, or our school, or even what state we are in. I believe it's California, by the way.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
If I told you my last name... What was that, Kyle?
I said, because it's sunny.
Yeah, and there are dolphins.
It's definitely not Oregon.
No. If I told you my last name, the Yerkes would be able to find my friends and me, and if they ever find us, it would be the end. They might kill us, or worse.
Yeah, the end. That would be dead. Thanks for the explanation.
Yes, there really is something worse than death. I've seen it. I've heard the cries of despair from those doomed to be slaves of the Yerkes. I've watched as evil gray slugs writhe and squeeze in through the ear and take over what was a free human being. There are 5 of us, just 5. Jake, Cassie, Marco, Tobias, and me. Marco came up with a name for us, for what we are now. He called us Animorphs.
Animorphs.
The radio drama.
That's not in the book, but it should be.
Yeah. I guess that's as good a name as any for what we are. Mostly, I still just feel like a normal kid, you know? But I guess normal kids don't turn into elephants or bald eagles. And normal kids don't spend their free time fighting to save the world from the nightmares called Yerkes. That day, the sun was bright. It warmed the earth below us. Warm air rose in an invisible bubble, a thermal. The thermal pushed up beneath our wings, and we circled higher and higher and higher till it almost seemed we could touch space. Somewhere up there in cold space, up in orbit, was the Yerk mothership. Perhaps right over our heads. The Yerks were parasites. In their natural state, they were just big slugs who lived in a sludgy pool called the Yerk Pool. This is the beginning of a rehash. But the Yerks have the power to take over other bodies. They have enslaved many races throughout the galaxy, the Taxons, the Hork-Bajir, and others, and now they have come to Earth looking for more bodies to control. Who is there to stop them? Well, off in space, there were Andalites, but the Andalites were far away, and it would take them a long time to come to rescue the peoples of Earth.
Here he comes to wreck the day!
It's CJ.
Way to be.
Late.
Hi, everybody.
I'm going to toss you a mic. Hurry up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's actually going to be a toss. I hope okay. The listeners can hear it.
Oh, he dropped it. Oh, this is amazing.
I'm just kidding, Kohler.
Yeah.
But not really.
But seriously.
But seriously.
Do we have a set of phones?
I want to do something. Yeah, I got him over here.
Yep. I'll give you a bit of slack.
Hi, I can hear myself.
Hooray.
Yay, he's
CJ, we were just starting this.
Cut me some slack, Kyle. He's reeling out
yeah,
wire.
There's a cord for his headphones, and now he has slack.
Yeah.
Ha-ha! We're set up.
Just so you know, I've got a bit of a sniffle tonight, so instead of, like, sniffing at the sad moments, I'm not, like, crying through the entire book. I just have a sniff.
And I'm drinking coffee, so if you hear a... It's a good part.
All right.
And by coffee, I mean happy thoughts.
All right. The Yerks were blah 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 blah. Who was there to try and stop them? Well, off in space, there were the Andalites, but the Andalites were far away. You look like you want to say something.
Well, I'm just going to say in like 5 minutes, I think you guys should fill me in on what I've missed.
No.
I haven't missed anything.
Hey, that's for the break. Keep going.
Well, I'm just saying the people are loyal.
We've gone two pages.
Okay.
You ready? All right, let's go.
Can I do something? Yay.
Wait, you're narrating.
Okay, I'm narrating. Where am I?
Top of three.
This works better.
But the Andalites.
But the Andalites.
Yep, it's there.
But the Andalites were far away, and it would take them a long time to come to rescue the people of Earth. On Earth, no one knew of the Yerks. No one but five kids who were having fun being birds and riding thermals. I looked over at my friends. Some of them were way below. Some were higher up. Jake was flapping his wings a little more than the rest of us. He had adopted a falcon morph. Falcons don't soar quite as well as hawks or eagles. Tobias was the smoothest flyer. Excellent. That was partially because red-tailed hawks are natural acrobats. Partially it was because Tobias has much more practice flying than the rest of us. Too much practice. Okay, Tobias, you were right. This is the coolest thing in the world, I said. Want to try a dive? It's amazing, he said. I wasn't exactly sure that I wanted to dive, but what could I say? I don't usually turn down a challenge. So I said...
You caught me off guard, dude. I was helping Matt.
Ah! Woo!
Which CD is that? We'll turn
this
it...
This is, Bird.
Wow, that's, More down. More down.
All right, that's tight.
Okay.
Mmm... Alright, what did I say?
Ow!
Yeah.
Popped my shoulder.
What did I say?
So I said...
Yeah, but I'm on the wrong page.
Sure.
Wow, you skipped me a bunch.
No, I... Yeah, two lines.
Sure. Follow me!
Tobias bent his wings back and plummeted toward the ground like a bullet. I tucked my wings back under and went after him. The ground came rushing up after me. I was falling! Falling with nothing at all to stop me from splatting right into the ground. It was like a nightmare. We were going like 60 miles an hour, as fast as a speeding car. 60 miles an hour, aiming right for the ground. But even though it was scary, it was way cool. Forget surfing. Forget skateboarding. Forget snowboarding. You haven't had a thrill till you've ridden the thermals a mile into the air and then gone hurtling straight down at maximum speed. Maximum power! Air streamed past just like you were ready, just like when you open the car window and you're going really fast. It was like being in the middle of a hurricane. The leading edge of my wings was battered and vibrating. I felt my tail making dozens of tiny adjustments, moving a single feather one way or the other to keep me pointed straight. But one wrong move and I could have tumbled end over end. At this speed, if I suddenly tumbled, I feared I could break a wing. A broken wing this high up was a death sentence.
Tobias! I just realized something!
What?
This isn't like being an elephant! If I got in trouble as an elephant, I could morph back to my human body. But I am a long way up! If I morph back to human body...
I didn't finish the sentence. But suddenly I had this vision of me, the real me, Rachel, dropping like a stone toward the hard ground below. She hit three times.
She had to go through the building, the sunroof, the floor.
Didn't she go through the sunroof before she went through the building?
No,
sunroof.
There was a car in the building.
Hey,
she
you know what?
The sunroof
yeah.
The car.
There we go. Way to have my back on that.
Does she have to go through the bottom of the car?
Shut up. There's a floor in a car. Wait, where are we?
I guess Tobias could sense the fear was building in me.
Let the eagle do the flying.
Tobias advised.
Relax and let the eagle's mind do the thinking. She knows what she's doing. I'm glad one of us does.
I said nervously. It's strange when you're in a morph. You have the animal's brain in with you, in with your own. Usually you can control the animal... usually you can control the animal, that animal intelligence. But not always. And sometimes you have to take... Man, I'm sucking right now.
That's because you were late.
Oh...
I went there.
God's frowning on you, Tom. And you sometimes you have to learn to let go. To let the animal take charge.
Release the beast.
I relaxed. Instantly, the vibration lessened. I felt more stable. The eagle was in charge, and Tobias was right. The eagle knew how to fly. Then, to my amazement, I saw something go zipping right past us. Faster than either me or Tobias. It was Jake. His peregrine falcon's smaller wings made it harder for him to float on the thermals, but those same wings made him unbelievably fast in diving. It was almost like Tobias and I were standing still.
Yes!
Jake yelled in our heads. I would have smiled if I had a mouth. Jake is like me. He loves excitement and adventure and being a little crazy. Maybe we're so alike because we're cousins. We're also cousins. Also, we're both a little competitive, I guess. It bothered me that he was a faster diver than I was, just like it bothered him that I could soar better. I guess that sounds ridiculous, huh? Something went right by my head.
You hear that?
Tobias asked.
Yeah, I sure did.
I said.
What was it? I don't know.
Instinctively, I pulled out of the dive, straining every muscle in my wings as I opened them, and felt the shock of wind resistance. It was like opening a parachute. The rest followed my lead. We were still a few thousand feet up, but much closer to the ground than we had been. I felt something go right through my tail feathers.
Hey, someone down there is shooting at us.
I said.
I can't see them.
Cassie said.
I can.
She and Marco had joined up with us. They had both morphed the same osprey. It was hard to tell them apart because you can't really tell where thought speech comes from.
Two guys, over in the woods. They have a rifle. Because they're shooting. Gah. I can't believe this.
I was really mad.
I'm an endangered species. I'm a bald eagle. What's the matter with those creeps?
They don't like bald people.
Or <He's>... birds.
He's getting ready to shoot again.
Bald people. Marco reported.
I can see him taking aim. I'm going to stay away from giving him an accent.
I could see him taking...
It's true. That's what popped in my head. I'm sorry. Okay, for all those out there that are 10 like me, you know, I'm not really. As soon as you see the flash of the rifle, dodge hard right. Like a...
Dodge hard right until you see... Don't dodge hard right until you see the whites of their eyes.
What?
I just wanted to say that. A normal eagle or hawk or falcon would not have been able to figure that out. But we weren't just raptors. We still had our human intelligence. There are times to let the animal take over. There are other times when that superior human There are other times when that superior human intelligence comes in handy.
There! They fired!
Jake yelled. Instantly, I turned a sharp right. The bullet went whizzing by harmlessly.
You know what? I don't think I like those guys.
Tobias said, wow, he's kind of touchy.
Oh, yeah, he's kind of
pissed.
He's a hawk forever.
Yeah, I'd be a little pissed. Oh, yeah, that's something huge that people missed if they didn't hear the end of the last book. One of the characters...
What?
Was that what I thought it was?
What was
you
it?
Just turned
I don't even know. Anyway.
Off.
I know. No, I
back
need
to something
someone.
Huge. Back to something huge.
Tobias
is stuck in a morph.
Dum-dum-dum-dum.
He stayed in morph for more than 2 hours, which means that he gets stuck in it. And he did it to save people or whatnot, but he's an idiot.
No, he did it because he was stupid and morphed too soon.
Yeah, because
well,
he like.
Well, but then he got stuck in the ear pool.
No, don't make excuses for him.
But yeah, I mean, seriously, he's a freaking hawk. Who doesn't want to be stuck in
which
that
is why
way?
There's all these tears or whatever they're.
Seer.
Yeah, Kyle shall demonstrate and thusly. There we go. So
that would be Tobias. Or whoever I want it to be.
Rachel.
Or you, for
Martin,
that matter.
Jake.
Continuing!
Tobias has special reasons for disliking anyone who would shoot at a bird.
Me neither.
I agreed.
I have an idea.
I explained what I wanted to do and the five of us flew off, out of range of the shooters. When we were far enough away, we went into a steep dive, down, down, faster, faster toward the trees. I thought I was scared, diving from high up. Now, I was diving at a lower altitude, aiming directly at the trees. This was a whole new level of terror. With my eagle eyes, I could see the bark on the trees. I could see ants on the barks of the bark of the trees. It was like those trees were right on it was like those trees were right in front of us. But they were right in front of you. I hoped the eagle knew when to pull out of the dive. If I slammed into one of those trees at 60 miles an hour, I was spam. Then, at just the right split second, like a perfectly trained squadron of fighter jets, or X-Wings, we opened our wings and swooshed into the trees. I can't believe you guys didn't give me crap for that.
For what? Wait, I'm trying to explain to Matt that I think they turn into ants in this book, but I'm not sure.
They do. They do.
They do?
Yeah.
Foreshadowing.
I think there was foreshadowing. I wasn't going to mention it because it was kind of...
Wait, what were we supposed to ream you for?
Then at just the right split second, like a perfectly trained squadron of fighter jets or X-Wings, we opened our wings and swooped in.
As if we're not nerdy enough. You have to go and say X-Wings.
Well, I could
have
said...
We got it out of the way. We got it out of the way.
I could have said like T-Wings or B-Wings, you know.
T-Wings don't exist. It's
Y-Wings.
Yeah, Y-Wings.
No, T-Wings
exist.
No,
it's Y-Wings.
T-Wings exist.
Let's have a fight! I win.
Yeah, right.
We just had another talking to with the mics.
That would be a talking to with the mics? Wow, we're turning down way
wipe yourself
low.
Off. You're bleeding. Name no, that movie.
I know it, but I want a listener to call and say it, and I know Tim knows this.
Name that movie. It's one of my
or
favorites.
Kevin, for that matter, if he's listening. I don't know. Those are my brothers, but anyway,
not my
important.
Brother, Kevin. That's a different Kevin.
Important.
Hi, Kevin.
Doop, doop, doop,
wow, there are a lot of Kevins.
Hey, yeah, there's one in
unbelievable.
Unbelievable! Or if you went to that mind controller guy's thing, extraordinary!
Inconceivable!
This is actually in the book.
I heard Marco yell.
I don't know if that was fun or just insane.
It was like some cool video game nightmare. We kept most of the speed from the dive, and now we were zooming through the trees so fast that the tree trunks were just like a brown blur all around us, like the Forest of Endor. Tree, bank left. Tree, bank right. Tree, dozens of feathers made the slightest in.
Do we have it? And go. You're on Animorphs, the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Yeah, T-Wings exist.
Oh! See,
oh, hang up. I wonder if he's heard the quote thing yet, because he'll probably call in like.
Is 916 a Portland area code?
Doesn't matter, because your phone should be off.
No, I'm supposed to call somebody and tell her to listen to the show.
Oh, call her.
So I was thinking we could call her on the air, because that would be. I don't know if we can, though.
It does outgoing calls.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
we could try.
Who are we supposed to call?
Oh, Sarah. I can't pronounce her last name.
Okay, while we're digressing.
Starts with a Z.
Wait, no, I don't have a digression. Never mind. Let's
Sarah
keep going.
Z. Okay.
Matt, work on calling her.
What?
You don't have the number. Here you go.
Just call her. Call her, and we'll tell her to call in. And she won't.
Okay.
Why don't I just call her on your phone, then?
Why don't you read, and I'll call her, because I know her.
That would be more.
But see, it'd be awkward if you were like, you're listening to Animorphs, the radio drama, uncensored. And then she's like, what? And then we passed it.
Okay,
never mind.
Here
it doesn't
goes.
Matter. So you're going to do it?
Yeah, I'm going
to
do it.
Are you going to hold it up to the mic?
I'm going
to
try to.
You're going
to
hold it up. You...
Can you hear it?
No.
No.
Oh, well.
We'll turn your mic up really loud.
So you don't talk. No, that's us.
Wait.
You have to whisper.
I am. Can you hear the ringing?
No!
Well, I don't know how to turn the stupid volume up
on
this phone.
Turn it to speakerphone.
I can't! I don't know how to!
Is she on for the first...
Oh, yeah. She's sorry she can't come to the phone right now.
Oh! For that digression, she gets a minus one.
Do we want to page this person and press five now?
Yes, we want to page her.
Oh, hi, Sarah. Guess what? You're talking to me live on Animorphs, the radio drama, uncensored.
Or not talking to him.
Yeah, you're not talking to me. Anyways, I was calling to tell you to tune in the show, just like all listeners should be telling their peoples that they know to call into the show. Anyways, so this is your...
Even people
this
you
is
don't
like,
know.
Yeah,
run out into your hall right now and go and scream. Listen
anyways,
to
this is like a 30 seconds of fame on KDUP, so...
And you missed it.
Yeah, you missed it. Okay, well, anyways, call me back. You got the number now. Bye.
Okay, where were we?
Run out into your home and yell Animorphs, the radio drama.
Uncensored. Okay. I'll finish the chapter. Tree, dozens of feathers made the slightest individual adjustments. Muscles in my wings trim the angle of attack at millimeter a millimeter one way, a millimeter back. Tree. I yelled, half from terror and half from the total out-of-control thrill of it. In and out, around and through, zoom, zoom. Suddenly,
zoom, zoom.
I hate that show.
Yeah. Zoom, zoom,
you
zoom.
Die.
Wait, no, we were talking about Mazdas, but yes, I agree. And so
I hate that
else
song. Anyways,
oh, come
the
on
kid,
and zoom.
The kid,
yeah.
Come on and zoom, come on and no, it's gonna get stuck in my head.
Well, you could do the little kid for the Mazda commercials. I could. Oh, I hated him too.
Zoom, zoom. God, digressions are awesome.
We already did that.
Suddenly,
there they were, just ahead in the clearing. Two teenage creeps sitting in the back of a pickup truck. One guy had a blonde ponytail. The other one wore a baseball cap. For a second there, the shadows made that look like baseball crap. Sorry.
First Star Wars, now funny words.
Yep. They were 100 yards away, like being all the way down a football field. That was kind of redundant.
They were 100 yards away. Oh, redundancy.
But my eagle eyes were so good, I could count their eyelashes. Amazing. The guy with the ponytail had the rifle. The other guy was drinking a beer. They were still scanning the skies looking for us. Wow.
Beer is bad.
Shooting at birds and underage drinking.
Yeah, seriously. They've got guns, alcohol, and endangered species.
And
this can't end well.
Oh.
Sweet.
Hello?
You're on.
Hello, this is Ed Kendrick.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. CJ, I wanted to know if you could tell me your password on your computer.
No! You put a password on there?
Yes, I did.
Because you knew they were going to try and play Oblivion.
No, it's just I turned it off.
Okay, what? Could you check your email and answer it then?
Just, dude... Just
hey,
go.
You should be listening to the show, not concentrating on other things.
Just... No fruit cups either.
Well, yeah. I love your show, and I can't hear anything you're saying.
Okay, wait. Oh. Okay, well, anyways, Ed, you'll get to listen to your own voice on the radio in just a second. But you can, you know, log on to Mike's account. He has one on my computer. And so he's probably got Oblivion on there, and you can play that. Oblivion is, as Kyle would say,
evil.
Evil. It's evil.
It's evil!
I'm a level 7 sneak.
Well, you see, you guys, the secret to Oblivion would be to, you know, press control, which would be the button that you'd press to, you know, sneak. And what you do is you sneak back and forth behind somebody as they walk. And, I mean, seriously, guys, sneaking's the easiest part to upgrade because I'm like a level 70 within 2 hours. It's awesome.
It's evil.
It is evil. It turns people into slaves. Like the Yerks.
Or like Boba Fett's ship.
Slave One.
Son of...
It's one of my favorite ships. Come on.
You're a horrible person.
I know.
Okay.
Okay, so we're...
We still haven't finished this chapter.
Guess what, morons?
Hey.
I thought as we raced At them. Okay, this has to be good. Okay, guess what, morons? I thought as we raced at them, we're not up there anymore. We're right here. In your face!
Bam!
Okay.
All right.
Chapter 2.
Booyah. Hey, when are we getting What's-His-Face to do those?
Who?
Don't say his name.
Who?
The guy we were going to get to the chapters.
Right.
Probably around the same time we get a website.
Oh, hey, and Dr. Doty should be listening into this. I don't know if he is or not, but
did
if
you
he
give
is,
him a call?
But he—I don't have his number.
It'd be a lot cooler.
I don't have his number. He should call in though if he's listening.
Oh, that's another movie quote, but too many people know it, so I'm not going to ask people to call.
I don't know it.
And chapter.
I didn't know
wow, we say the chapter number
and then
we digress.
Chapter 2.
Okay, we're going to try this. Let's get through the entire chapter without digression.
Not going to happen,
mean,
but let's try.
Chapter 2?
And they didn't even have enough time to look surprised before we struck. As a bald eagle, I was the biggest of the five of us. I could carry the heaviest load.
Why did I pick this time?
It could carry it by the husk. I have to say
it. Play it again.
Wow, was that loud?
Okay, we're starting from the beginning, because this doesn't count as a digression, because it was a Monty Python, and I had to say it. They didn't even have enough time to look surprised before we struck. As a bald eagle, I was the biggest of the five of us. I could carry the heaviest load. I raked my talons forward. I opened them wide. Tobias's hawk let loose an intimidating shriek. My talons hit the gun barrel and closed on it. Tobias slashed the ponytail guy's head with his own talons. Ponytail shouted in pain and surprised and loosened his grip on the rifle.
Hey!
The second guy yelled, Zoom! I was out of there with the rifle in my talons. With the additional weight of the rifle, it was a struggle getting any altitude.
That bird has your gun, Chester! And thou... Other one stole my beer!
I glanced over and saw Marco. At least I think it was Marco. He had a beer can in his talons, half crumpled.
They're way too young to be drinking,
Marco said in his most parent-like voice.
That's why I
stole. I heard the ponytail guys complaining down below.
That ain't right. It ain't right. That no bird should take my rifle like that.
I got a little breeze and gained just enough altitude to get above the trees. But I was still having a hard time. My wings were beating the still, dead air of the woods and not getting very much lift. I scraped the top of a tall pine tree and emerged from the woods, still flapping hard to carry the weight of the rifle. I made it out toward the beach over the low cliffs at the water's edge. The blessed thermals were there. They lifted me up, up, and out of over the water. I relaxed, letting the warm wind carry me higher. I dropped the rifle about a mile out in the ocean. I figured any jerk who would shoot at the bald eagle didn't need a gun. Marco dropped the beer with amazing precision right in a trash barrel. He looked at his throat as he would have if he'd just thrown the winning basket into the NBA championship.
It's been almost 2 hours.
Cassie warned us as we lazily drifted back toward the shore. 2 hours is the time limit. If you stay in more than 2 hours, you're trapped. Forever.
Wow, that was...
Forever. There's an old rundown
forever
church no one uses anymore not far from the beach. It has a bell tower, although the bell is gone. We flew there. That's where we had started from. Our clothes and shoes were still piled there. 4 pairs of shoes for the 5 of us. Cassie, still in her Osprey body, peered down at her watch lying on the floor.
Good. An hour and a half.
We
should try never to go over an hour and a half.
We began to morph back into our human bodies.
I mean, oh, come on!
It takes concentration. When you're going from human to animal, it's harder. You really have to focus. But going back to human is easier. I focused on my human self. I formed a picture of myself in my mind. Tall, thin, with blonde shoulder length hair. I focused especially on the hair, because I didn't like my last haircut. It was uneven at the bottom. Not that it mattered. I just wished I could do something about the hair when I morphed. Unfortunately, morphing doesn't work that way. The changes began quickly. The feathers that covered me began to melt. They ran together like hot wax. In some places when my skin reappeared, it would have this beautiful feather pattern for a few seconds. My yellow bill sucked back into my mouth to become white teeth. That part sort of itched. It made me want to grind my teeth a few times. My lips grew out around my teeth. My eyes went from pale gold to my normal blue. My legs grew quite a bit, from about 3 inches to normal size. I looked over at Jake and saw the same things happening to him. Let me just tell you, watching someone morph is not a pretty sight. It's the kind of thing that you would give that would give you screaming nightmares if you didn't know it was going to be all right.
Breathe in. Breathe in. Okay. And go.
When Cassie morphs, she always does it kind of artistically. Like when she changes into a horse, she does it so it doesn't look totally creepazoid. She has a natural talent for morphing, if there is such a thing. The rest of us just let it happen, however it happens. The results can be disturbing. I happened to see Marco at the moment where his hairy boy legs came shooting out of this little bird body, and I yelped,
"Ah, gross!"
Oh, that's me again.
Hey, you don't look so good yourself, Rachel.
His mouth was morphing even as he spoke, so the first few words were garbled and the last were normal. I think what he said was,
"Hey, you don't look so good yourself, Rachel."
He was probably right. I was glad I didn't have a mirror. My tongue grew fat in my mouth. My eyesight became faded and dim. The eagle's mind evaporated, leaving me alone in my head. My wings became arms. My talons became toes. The scaly yellow eagle legs became my own legs, only they were still a little scaly at first.
Nice, nice look, chicken legs,
Marco said.
Do those come in extra crispy, too?
I smiled at him.
You're not one to talk, Marco.
I pointed down at the floor. See, his legs had changed back, but he still had a huge osprey talons. He still had huge osprey talons for instead of feet. As my skin began to appear, so did my morphing outfit. Fortunately, after a few tries, we had all learned to morph some very minimal clothing.
Fortunately.
Usually, nothing more than skin-tight workout clothes or leotards. Not enough to go walking around in, but enough to keep us all from dying of embarrassment when we morphed in front of each other. I checked out my friends.
No digression, but that's what she said.
They were mostly normal again, with just a few remaining hints that they'd been birds a minute earlier. Jake is a kind of a big guy, strong-looking, with brown hair and serious dark eyes. Although the moment his eyes were shining with excitement, sometimes being a morph just totally breaks you out. Jake was a lizard once, and he still hasn't gotten over the fact that he ate a live spider.
Do you need to breathe again?
But I guess he enjoyed being a falcon because he was babbling on and on about how great it was.
That was so absolute,
he said.
It's like, now, being back in a human body, I feel like I'm handicapped or something. I feel like I'm glued to the ground. I'm blind.
Cassie agreed.
Human eyes are so lame for seeing things far away.
She grinned and spread her wings. She had managed to keep her wings till the very end. Now she looked like some strange angel. It's Lent! Sorry. Oddly, the look worked for her. The osprey's 5-foot gray and white wings were incredibly cool.
Do you think you could fly?
Jake asked her. He looked a little awestruck. Cassie laughed.
No, Jake. This body weighs about 8 pounds.
80
pounds. These wings aren't built for that kind of weight.
She morphed her wings into arms about 3 seconds and laughed gaily. Marco shook his head.
You guys are awful. Okay. Yeah, Marco shook his head. Great. When we morph, we look like some mad scientist's genetic experiment gone totally crazy. And Cassie gets to look like an angel.
Cassie and I had been friends for a long time, although to look at us, you wouldn't think we'd hang out together. Cassie is casual to the extreme. The girl just doesn't care about clothing or style. I swear she would wear overalls to a wedding if someone didn't stop her. Cassie lives on a farm, and her whole family is massively in animals. Her dad used the barn to run the wildlife rehabilitation clinic.
Dude, we're not going to make
which
it.
Which is a kind of hospital for injured animals. It's always full of birds and skunks and opossums and coyotes and every other animal you can think of. Cassie's mom is a vet, too. She works at the gardens, this huge zoo and amusement park. So maybe Cassie was just born with an instinct for understanding animals. All I know is she's always finished morphing while the rest of us are still looking like creepy half-human, half-animal monsters. As for me, well, it's not that I miss fashion or whatever, but I do like nice clothes. I guess that plus the way I look makes a lot of people think I'm stuck up or something. People do think I'm pretty, but to me that's just an accident, you know? Looks are not the important thing. It's what's in your head that counts, and that's what I concentrate on.
And that's
I guess that's another area where Cassie and I are a little different. I guess she would say,
I can't! We gotta digress!
No!
No, it's what's in your heart that counts. Well,
she's a natural peacemaker. If there's ever a hassle within the group, it's usually me and Marco that caused it, and Cassie who got us all calmed down.
Personally, I'm glad to be back in my regular body.
Marco said?
The flying part is great, but it's not a good idea to be able to see that well. Why?
Jake asked.
Look, Jake, how many times have you been walking around the mall or whatever, and you'll see a girl who seems good-looking from far off, but when you get close, it turns out she's a skank?
I mean,
if you could see this well all the time, excuse me?
I interrupted.
I am sure I didn't hear you right. Oh, shoot, I lost my page. Good looking from far off, excuse me. I'm sure I didn't hear you say what I thought you said. I wasn't being sexist.
Marco protested.
It goes both ways. See, from far off, I look taller than I am.
Marco is a little self-conscious about being short. He has long brown hair and dark complexion, and most girls think he's really cute. But being small bothers him.
We need a bell or something. Okay, your problem isn't with people seeing you too well.
I said.
It's with people hearing you too well. You look like a fairly smart guy. Then you gotta open your mouth.
Marco just grinned. Marco lives to annoy people. He really is extremely smart and basically nice underneath it all. It's just that the boy loves to provoke people. Marco and Jake are best friends, even though Jake is serious and thoughtful and always trying to do what's right. While Marco is sarcastic and temperamental and is the most reluctant of the Animorphs. Marco still thinks we should just give up the battle against the Yerks and try to stay alive. But with Marco, you never know if he really believes that or is just saying it to be contrary.
Well, let's get out of here,
Jake suggested.
I have homework to do. Me too,
I said.
And I have gymnastics class this afternoon, and I'm totally unprepared.
Cassie sighed.
It's such a drag. The chores...
You're so hippie.
The chores and the homework all come rushing back as soon as we change back into our boring human selves.
As soon as she said it, Cassie bit her tongue. She cast a regretful look to Tobias. While all of us had changed back, Tobias had not. Tobias was still a hawk. Tobias, who had once had unruly blonde hair and eyes that seemed to hurt and tender and hopeful all at once. Tobias had been trapped while trying to escape from the hellish nightmare of the Yerk Pool. He had stayed more than 2 hours in that morph. We had all returned to our human forms, but Tobias was still a hawk. Tobias will always be a hawk. We made it!
Only small time!
Okay.
I can't believe that happened.
By the way, okay, we have to say some stuff. Okay, when Cassie is the angel and she's telling Jake that she can't lift herself, it's a simple aspect of weight to rate airspeed velocity. She can't lift herself, you know. Where else was it? There were tons.
Oh, there were tons, but I choose to forget them right after.
Oh my goodness. Oh, they were great.
Alright, you're not gonna find it.
No. Oh, yes. Oh, and by the way, we'll read this one. but being small bothers him.
Ah!
it's so true, folks.
That's for Doug.
Oh, yeah, when he provokes people, I think that's a lot like Peter Wolf, but I just wanted to say that.
I like to say things to be contrary.
Okay, you read.
You
go on this side. I'll go on that side.
Alright.
We're gonna...
Are you doing
that right? Hey, Kyle, yeah, what are we listening to right now?
We're listening to Animorphs,
the radio drama.
Uncensored.
On!
KDUP.UP.EDU or...
KDUP!
1580 AM.
Call us at...
Extension 7121.
Or
503-943-7121.
You're listening to Animorphs,
the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Oh my gosh, we're so cool.
Alright, so, chapter 3.
How many PSA...
We did one.
Okay.
You record it.
Okay. We've got a,
moving.
We're gonna shuffle.
Shuffle.
And we're back.
No. We're almost back.
Computer. Train spots.
We've almost spent an hour.
Phone.
Guys.
Then I'll do what? Okay.
We've almost spent an hour.
We
on
all
two
walked
chapters.
Most of the way home together, feeling worn out. The flying was a little tiring, and morphing always takes a lot out of you. Tobias flew high overhead. He didn't really participate in the conversation. What are you doing?
I'm moving your computer runner.
Would you stop?
Stop it! I'm moving.
Why? You can't steal my job.
You're reading.
You can't steal my computer.
You're reading.
Okay, reading.
Guys, it's been like an hour now.
I know, we got through two chapters.
And a phone call.
We might as well just take a break.
You're on.
Animorphs.
A radio drama.
Uncensored.
Hello, this is Bob Kretzky. I just wanted to comment on your radio program. I hope you haven't been thinking about me since I left the university. But I hope that my legacy lives on so that you can all get into programming heaven. So keep up the good work, fellas.
All right, we will, Bob J, and thank
okay.
you so much.
Woo!
Okay.
That guy is hilarious.
Hey, I just want to say, Michael Ryan, call in anytime, because this man has tried to call in so many times. He has not been able to get through, which kind of sucks for him, you know? So, call in, buddy.
Hey, can you hear me? Yeah, you can hear me.
It's good.
Okay. And read.
All right, where was I? Tobias flew high overhead. He didn't really participate in the conversation. It's hard for him. See, he can think speak. You never call it think speak, K.A.
Thought speak
to us, and we can understand him. But when we're in human shape, we can only talk to, in the normal way. He can't hear us unless he's close by, and he can't be close and still fly.
It rhymes.
This morphing thing would be so excellent if it weren't for the whole thing with the ears.
Yeah, totally.
Marco was saying.
Oh. I thought you were digressing. Awesome. Marco was saying?
I mean, if it were just normal, we could really use these powers. To do what? Fight crime?
Jake asked. Marco looked at him with a mixture of pity and amusement.
Fight crime? What? Who are you? Spider-Man? No, Lizard-Man.
Spider-Man.
I'm talking show business. Movies. TV shows. I could go on Letterman.
Movie stars.
I could be an entire episode of Stupid Petricks all by myself.
All by myself.
You're right.
I said, batting my eyes. Wow, I'm doing this I said crap a lot, and it's a girl talking.
Thinking.
I said... Batting my eyes so he would know I was kidding.
You already have the stupid part down. We'd be hot in horror movies, Cassie said. Or how about a stuntman, Jake suggested. One of us could jump off the tallest building and it would be totally realistic. Then we'd just morph into a bird on the way down and fly away. Now I'm really mad at the years, Marco said. They're getting in the way of my showbiz career. I could be a millionaire.
I could be trading funny lines with Dave. I could have beautiful Hollywood supermodels all over me. Uh-huh.
I said with a wink at Cassie.
Lots of women love animals, but sooner or later you'd have to change back into your actual self, Marco.
Oh, burn.
And then boom, they'd be out of there.
We walked along the boulevard that goes by the construction site. It's this huge area of half-finished buildings with rusted earth movers and cranes and backhoes scattered around. I guess it was originally going to be a shopping center, but for some reason they never finished it. We didn't take the shortcut through the construction site like we would have in the old days. Though, you see, it was at this construction site that we saw the Andalite Prince, Damaged Fighter, land. It was here that the Andalite warned us of the Yurk conspiracy and gave us our special powers. It was also here that we saw the Yurk commander, Visser III, murder the Andalite Prince. Visser III is the only one of the Yurks who has our same power to morph. Visser III is an Andalite controller, meaning he has an Andalite body. A human controller is a Yurk with a human body. A Taxon controller is a Yurk with a Taxon body. You get the idea. Visser III is the only Yurk to ever capture an Andalite body.
Hold, please.
Okay, we're back.
We had a little discussion.
Discussion?
Oh.
What the? How did it get ripped?
You guys turned off the mic, closed my eyes, and threw me out the door. That's not a break. That's abuse.
That's not it.
Well, that's it. That's all we got.
Where is it?
I don't know.
This thing? No, the spreadsheet. With the tabs and... Anyway.
Get off my damn cord. Dang.
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 Sorry, folks. For those that were just,
check over by the notebook.
Feeling horrible.
I was tangled up. Yeah, that's because you took my computer and shoved it over there. You should stop fixing things.
I'm not.
Now that we can hear ourselves, we're going to keep a check on what we said.
Here it is. About it.
Yay.
What
PSA have we done yet?
I don't know.
Number one.
We did number one. Okay.
Number one.
Number one. You have to breach.
And the next song on the list would be good anytime.
Okay.
Because it's kind of ambient.
Are these all on the same?
Yeah, they're...
Oh, okay.
Anyway. It's in already. You just got to queue up the tracks.
Okay, back to the seriousness. Visser III is the only Yurk... Nice. He's also the only Yurk who can morph. That night at the construction site, he morphed into some creature from a far-off planet. A huge, horrible monster. And then he took the Andalite and... You know what? I really don't want to talk about that. You'll have to ask Jake.
In the previous book.
We all fell silent as we passed by the site. Way to cover my head.
They fell silent!
Then I noticed that that Cassie had stopped walking and was just standing there. I went back to her and realized she was crying.
Are you okay?
I asked. She shook her head.
No. Are you?
I sighed. Flying around in the sky had been a wonderful distraction, but my head was still full of awful memories.
I guess not.
I admitted.
Last night I had a terrible nightmare about the Yurk pool. I was back down there.
Right,
in that vast open cave.
I'm working on it.
And I was hearing the screams and cries of the people being dragged to the pool.
I'm sorry, I was just, caught up in the moment. I need a tissue. Okay. Cassie nodded.
You know what's worse than the screams? The way they stop screaming once the Yurk is in their head.
The tearjerker!
Once they become controllers, then you know they are slaves again. Lost. Like Tom.
Hold me.
Okay, we're good.
We both turned.
Wait, no, you were saying something about Tom. Oh, we both turned. It was Jake.
You're a girl.
I know, I caught myself.
Oh, wait, that was Jake. Tom.
I was actually just insulting.
No, we're not gonna... Okay. Right. It was Jake. He and Marco had seen us stop and had come back. Tom is Jake's brother. Tom is a human controller. A human being enslaved by the Yurks in his Yurk in his head. We'd found the Yurk pool and gone down into that hell to get Tom. We'd failed. We'd barely escaped with our lives. Cassie put her arm around Jake's waist, which was so awesome. Oh my god.
Someday. Someday. We'll save Tom.
She said. Jake kind of stroked Cassie's head. I guess he got embarrassed because he instantly pulled away.
Awkward.
Cassie didn't mind. She knows how guys are about showing their true feelings. I looked across the construction site and saw Tobias come fluttering down out of the sky, which made it even more awkward. Awkward, in fact. I couldn't see where he landed because that part of the site is hidden from the road. But I knew right where he was, on the spot where the Andalite had died. Somehow, in those brief moments when the Andalite had been with us, Tobias had formed some kind of special bond with him. We started walking again.
We need to find another way to get at them.
Tobias began to fly. I mean, he couldn't exactly walk, but I said angrily. It bothered me, imagining Tobias back in that maze of never-finished buildings, mourning for the Andalite.
Get at who?
Marco asked suspiciously.
The French Marco.
I said sarcastically.
What do you think? The Yerks, duh.
I like her even more.
Whoa.
Marco said.
We tried that, remember? We went down into the Yerk pool after them and got our butts kicked.
Hey,
Yerks 10, human 0.
Try Marco as Marlon Brando for the next couple seconds.
Whoa. We tried that, remember? We went down into the Yerk pool and after them and we got our butts kicked. Yerks 10, human 0.
It works! I'm amazed!
So you figure you should just give up?
I demanded.
We lost one game,
Jake said.
You don't quit the sport because you lose one game.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Some game,
Marco said bitterly.
Some sport.
We didn't lose anyway,
I said. The others looked at me like I was crazy.
Look,
I explained.
I know we didn't save Tom and we sure didn't stop the Yerks, but we gave them reason to be afraid, at least.
Yeah, they're terrifying of us. Vesa 3 probably can't sleep at night. He's so worried about 5 kids.
Marco said sarcastically.
Look, Vesa 3 doesn't think we're a threat. He thinks we're a lunch.
Capiche.
He doesn't know who or what we are,
I pointed out.
Yerks are convinced that we're Andalite warriors because because they know that we can morph. And they think that we found the Yerk pool and infiltrated it, and we took out a few of their taxons and Hork-Bajir while we were at it. I think they're probably a little nervous, at least.
Jake nodded.
Rachel's right. But just the same, I don't think we want to try to go back to the Yerk pool. Besides, the door is gone.
We all stopped and stared at him. He shrugged.
Look, I just wanted to see if the door still worked, okay? Just in case. But it's not there anymore.
Oh, that's me? That's
yeah.
The door leading down to the Yerk pool had been hidden in the janitor's closet as previously expressed. Of our school. I mean, stated. Expressed? What the
heck? What are you talking about?
There were dozens of doors to the underground Yerk pool. Hey, if you had been here on time, you would have understood that I had told everyone that. Spread all over the city. But this was the only one we knew about.
So we find another way to get at them,
I said.
We can follow Tom again when it's time for his Yerk to return the Yerk pool.
Yeah, sure you can.
Yerks have to go to the pool every 3 days. They drain out of their host's heads and soak up Kandrona rays.
No, we leave Tom out of it,
Jake said firmly.
If we call attention to him in any way, the Yerks may decide he's trouble for them. They may decide to kill him.
Marco gave me a sour look.
This is what you want to keep doing? Risking our lives and the lives of everyone we know? For what?
For freedom.
Where, for what?
For freedom.
Cassie said simply.
And the American way of life.
Cassie said more simply. Marco didn't have a smart answer to that because he was patriotic.
There's still Chapman.
Jake said.
He was patriotic.
He's a French-loving Canadian, sure. Chapman is.
Chapman is our assistant principal. He's also one of the most important human controllers. He runs the Sharing, the club that helps recruit unexpected kids into being hosts for the Yerks.
If there were some way for us to get close to Chapman...
Jake let the words hang in the air. He carefully didn't look at me. But I knew what he meant. He'd obviously been thinking about this for a while.
Melissa?
I asked. He nodded.
It's a possibility.
See, Melissa Chapman, Assistant Principal Chapman's daughter, is one of my closest friends. Or at least she used to be. The last few months, she'd been acting very strange toward me. Like she didn't care anymore. We take gymnastics together. Actually, we got into it at the same time. You know, something to do together.
I don't like using of my friend that way,
I said.
Oh, suddenly the mighty Rachel is weaseling.
Marco crowed.
You don't like using your friends? You're pretty willing to risk my life.
Marco is multicultural.
Yeah, he changes, in fact.
He's just dark.
He's special.
That's all it says.
Special.
Dark. Sure, Marco, but who said you were my friend? Very funny,
Marco said, but at the same time he looked a little hurt.
Kidding, Marco.
I said.
Just kidding. Of course you're my friend, but you're an animorph. Melissa's just an innocent bystander.
I wish I had never come up with that word.
Word.
Marco.
Said. Marco said.
Animorph, give me a break. Rachel, Melissa's father is one of the main controllers.
Jake said gently, ignoring Marco.
She's in this whether she likes it or not.
The music. What? No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
We don't want to overplay it.
She's in this whether she likes it or not.
I felt a bitter taste in my mouth. Jake was right, of course. Chapman was the logical lead to follow, and Melissa was our way to get close. It made sense. It made sense for me to betray an old friend. It also made me feel like dirt.
Opinions expressed in interviews or commentary are those of the individual speaking and do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KUP, its parent, or any of its affiliates or employees, including the individual speaking.
All right, you're listening to KDUP.
.up.edu.
Or online at 5880 AM.
We reversed it. Listening to KDUP 1580 AM or online at
KDUP.up.edu.
You can call in at extension 7121 if you're on campus.
Or, CJ, what's the number if you're off campus?
The number if you're off campus, my fine feathered friend, is 503-943-7121.
Again,
that's slow.
I want to do...
Okay, you can... Voices. You're doing voices?
Do you want to do anything? Don't you do voices? I've been doing a lot
of
reading.
I haven't got any voices.
Okay, CJ can do
voices.
And Kyle...
I'll do voices. Oh, great job.
All right. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10.
I get to do voices.
8.
I win. That's my number.
Dude, I just got done with narration.
I haven't gotten to do voices yet.
Fine, you big baby.
I know.
You're worse than me. And that's saying something.
I'm worse than both of you. Are you happy now?
Okay.
Can we read?
Yes.
Chapter 4.
Go.
The next day, after school, I headed for my gymnastics class at the YMCA.
YMCA!
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
YMCA!
Which is just across from the mall. They have a big indoor pool, so the entire building always smells of chlorine. Except for the weight room, which just smells like sweat. My class is... taught in a smaller room with blue mats covering the floor. We have balance beams and uneven parallel bars and a vaulting horse with a springboard. I'm okay at vaulting and the parallel bars, but I'm pretty lame at the balance beam. To be honest with you, it kind of scares me. It takes such total concentration.
Total concentration.
It's not... Oos! It's not one of those real serious gymnastics classes. I mean, none of us is going to be going to the Olympics. When I started out, I had dreams of being the next Shannon Miller.
I don't know who that is.
Neither did I. I felt a little awkward.
If you know Shannon Miller, please call in.
Yeah.
Personally, I mean, if you know who she is, it's not that impressive.
Well, but still call in.
Yeah, I'm not feeling bad if you call.
You should go check and see how many people we have listening.
But then I started to grow. I'm pretty tall now for my age. People look at me now and say,
oh, you're going to be a model.
Not.
Oh, you're going to be a gymnast.
Oh, I get it. Not.
I'm a model, if you know what I mean.
All right. Most of us in the class are too tall or too heavy to be ever be serious gymnasts. We do it for fun and for exercise. I do it because I've always thought of myself as kind of clumsy. My mom says I'm not, but that's how I feel anyway. Besides, it's just cool, hitting the little springboard and flipping through the air to bounce off the vaulting horse and stick the landing. Not as cool as flying, maybe, but fun just the same. Melissa Chapman was in the locker room, changing into her leotard when I came in. She's the exception to the rule in our class. She does look like a gymnast. She's small and thin, even though she doesn't starve herself like some fools who want to get into gymnastics. She has pale gray eyes and pale blonde hair and pale skin. She's just pale all over. She looks like...
Oh, here it comes.
She looks
here you
like,
go, Ed.
She looks like one of those solemn elves in a Tolkien book. Wow, I ruined that for him.
Yeah.
At first glance, she looks delicate, but when you look a little closer, you see the strength there, too.
Frodo.
Melissa gave me... That wasn't an elf.
I'm sorry.
Melissa gave me the kind of not very warm...
Jerk.
...smile she always gives me lately. Like she was distracted or thinking about something more important.
Hey, Melissa!
I said.
How's it going? Fine, how about you? Oh, pretty much the same old thing.
That was a lie, of course. But what was I going to say? Yeah, Melissa, same old, same old. Been turning into animals and fighting aliens. You know, the usual. Melissa didn't say anything else. She just, you know, adjusted her leotard and started to do a few little stretches. That's the way it was. We said hi, but not much more. It used to be we were very close. She was my second best friend, after Cassie.
Melissa, I was thinking maybe you'd like to walk over to the mall with me after class. I have to buy a new pair of sneaks. The mall?
She stammered a little and then started blushing.
You mean go shopping? Yeah, you know. Walk around and look at the stuff and check out the cute guys and diss all the snotty women at the perfume counters.
The usual.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, I was so concentrated on saying that I lost my place. Sneaks at the mall and counters. I tried to sound casual like... Wait, is that right? Yeah.
Yes.
I tried to sound casual like it was no big deal. In the old days, it would have been totally nothing, but now Melissa looked like a trapped animal. When had Melissa and I gotten to be such strangers?
I'm, kind of busy?
Melissa said.
Oh yeah, that's cool. I understand.
But I didn't understand. Not at all. She started to walk away. I was going to let it go, but then I remembered. This wasn't just about a friend who had drifted away. This was about her father, and using this girl to get at her father. One of the leaders of the controllers...
That's more emotionally healthy.
one of our most dangerous enemies. I grabbed her arm.
Melissa, look. I feel like we've kind of gone in different ways, you know? And I miss you.
She shrugged.
Okay, well, maybe we could go get together sometime. Not sometime, Melissa. That's just you blowing me off. What's going on with you? What's going on with me?
She echoed. For a moment, a look of extraordinary sadness darkened her eyes and tugged downward at the corner of her mouth.
Nothing is going on with me,
she said.
We better get out there or Coach Elway's going to have a fit.
Coach Elway went into gymnastics? Doubt it.
What?
She pulled her arm.
Away.
Yank, yank, yank.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something when you said what.
I was just curious about the coach.
What is a unit of power measurement? In SI units, it would be
what?
A watt.
She pulled her arm away. I just watched her go. I felt like a complete and total jerk. No homework in the studio!
It wasn't homework.
It
That's
was,
physics.
Too.
That's physics.
It's homework. Oh, sorry. Something had happened to Melissa, and I hadn't even noticed. She was my friend, and something had changed in her, and I hadn't seen it. I'd just gone my own way.
Wow, how insensitive was I?
And now I was only acting like a concerned friend.
Jerk.
The truth was, I was only paying attention for my own reasons.
What?
Was that the PSA we did?
I think so. Yes.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, number 7.
Let's listen into this conversation. Okay, it's quite interesting. I wasn't able to concentrate on the lesson. Not concentrating when you're doing gymnastics can be painful. I slipped on the balance beam and banged my knee so badly I cried. Melissa was the first one to rush over, and for about 10 seconds she was the old Melissa. But by the time I'd gotten back up, she was off across the room in her own little world again. It was right then that the terrible suspicion started. Melissa had been acting very strangely. Her father was a controller. I looked at her from across the room, and I felt a chill. Was she one? Was she one, too? Was my old friend Melissa a controller?
Dum, 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 dum. Chapter separation. We have a...
Space?
Space.
So, a moment of time has passed, and... I didn't go shopping after my lesson. I didn't really feel like it. Melissa's eyes, the way she had looked at me, kind of killed my urge to shop, which is really weird. I was supposed to head over to the mall then, call my mom, and when I was done, to come pick me up. That was the plan, but since I didn't feel like mall crawling, I just headed home, alone with the sky growing dark as rain clouds moved in. It was stupid and careless of me.
It was Oregon.
But I was... What?
Nothing. California. Oh. No cow.
I say
no
it's cow. Oregon.
I say we don't really care right there's now another, because she's a, about to do something stupid. There's
a Northern Californian saying, listening, they're not going to like you.
But I guess it was I was preoccupied with other things. Although at least I had the sense to stay out of the construction site. I was walking down the sidewalk that runs along the boulevard when suddenly I realized that a car had pulled up just a little way down the sidewalk from me. A guy got out.
Yes,
he looked like he was in high school or even college. He also looked like trouble. I should have turned around and run back toward the mall, but sometimes I don't always do the sensible thing. Sometimes I regret not doing the sensible thing.
Fine, you can't. Yeah, I want to do
it. All right, do it all.
This was one of those times.
Okay.
I'll be. Okay. Hey, baby! Come on, just let me do it.
He said.
Want to go for a little ride? Poo!
I shook my head in the studio and clutched my gym bag that was at my side. What an idiot.
Now, don't be a suck-up, sweet thing.
You didn't even let me finish, so it made you sound more like an idiot.
Sorry.
I win.
I was so...
Wait, thanks for pointing out my idiosyncrasies.
What an idiot I was.
I'm too busy upset.
To be so careless.
Oh, I thought you finished for me. Keep going.
Now, don't be a suck-up, sweet thing.
Stuck-up,
sweet thing.
He
said.
He said. You guys just can't cover me?
We could have him be, you know, multiple personalities.
He said.
No.
Switch up on the words. I
think
you'd
better
get
in
the
car.
You need to stop yelling.
Sorry.
It's hurting. The way he said it didn't sound like an invitation. It sounded like an order. Now, I was really afraid.
Total control. There you go, Andy.
I clutched my gym bag close as I passed him.
Don't.
Just do Mr. T.
Okay. Don't ignore...
Okay, I'll just do it, you know, a normal jerk guy.
Don't ignore me.
He hissed. He hissed. He reached for me and missed. I walked faster. He was behind me. I broke into a run. He ran after me.
Hey there. Come back here.
Sorry. It's hard.
I had been stupid going out alone, but fortunately, unlike most people, I wasn't helpless. As I ran, I focused on something completely...
Different.
Different. I concentrated on an image in my mind.
And now for something completely different. A man with a tape recorder up his nose.
Then I felt the change begin.
My legs grew thick. My arms grew big. Bigger. I could feel myself growing large. Large and solid.
I need a license for these gods.
I felt the squirmy sensation of my ears becoming thin and leathery. But it wasn't enough to just look creepy. This guy had made me mad. I wanted to scare him half to death. My nose suddenly began to sprout. Then, from my mouth, like two huge spears, the tusks began to appear. I figured that was about enough. I broke my concentration, which stopped the morph. I stopped suddenly. The creep barreled right into me. He was not going to like what he was about to see.
We're going to break here for just a second to talk about our exciting giveaway.
Oh, we're doing the giveaway now?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing the giveaway.
We're doing the giveaway.
We're giving away a toy!
Yay! Where is the giveaway?
I don't know.
We don't need it right now. We just need to, you know, offer it.
So, the giveaway...
I'll look for it.
...is a CD of the entire first book. Number one, The Invasion.
Oh, yeah. You heard us right, folks. What about this thing? One CD of the entire first book.
Do we get tickets?
Well, it says that right here.
Oh, we also have two tickets, along with the complimentary CD.
An OMSI ticket giveaway. Woo!
We're
so cool.
So we'll have the tickets and the CD available for grabs.
Do we want to do two?
Let's
do the tickets first. We'll do the CD next week.
Why don't we just split them?
No, because then we have one tomorrow.
Why don't we just split, like, say, the first person gets to choose between the tickets and the CD.
Ooh, yeah.
And the next person gets... The other one,
because, you know, you just weren't that quick.
Okay, what's our question?
So, as you know, we keep track of certain things here in the studio. We keep track of the number of times K.A. keep track of the number of times K.A. uses the word Lance. We keep track of the pity points for Tobias. We keep track of Star Trek references, awkward moments, which are moments between Jake and Cassie, and awkward moments, which are moments between Rachel... and Tobias. Now, Kyle, which do you think we should ask our listeners about?
Don't make me make decisions.
Let's do Star Trek references!
Okay, CJ, Star Trek references?
That wasn't me. I didn't say anything.
Somebody outside the window or something?
Thank you, mysterious window stranger. All right, how many Star Trek references were there in the entirety of the first book?
Now, considering
that's the first caller to call in at 503-943-7121, or if you want to be quicker, 7121.
Yes.
All right.
So anyways, now... Oh!
That's quick. That's really quick.
And you're on Animorphs, the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Hello.
Hello. Hold on, I'm waiting for the question.
That's cheating!
Oh, no, hold on. We'll tell him. Because there is that delay. The question being, how many Star Trek references were there in the first book
of Animorphs? The Invasion.
I think I lose, because I'm still waiting on the question from the net.
Here you go. It's how many Star Trek references were there in the first book?
Say that again?
How many
Star Trek references
were there
in the first book?
Star Trek references, as in that you guys interjected or were actually in the book?
We're actually in the book, my friend.
In the book.
And we probably interjected them too, but...
But that was just, you know, because they were in the book.
In the book.
In the book.
I'm going to shoot with 3.
Oh, and I'm sorry, Evan, that is the incorrect answer, but we will...
We'll keep you in mind. This is Evan, right?
Yes, this is Evan.
Okay. Evan, if you're the closest, you'll get the a prize, all right?
Okay, and goodbye, Evan.
Bye, Evan.
Okay, now we're going to have to try and keep these short and sweet, as short and sweet as we can, so that people who are calling don't get put on hold.
Yeah.
Because that would suck.
Well, yeah, but let's start reading while we're, you know, waiting.
Yeah, we're going to read while we wait, and the next trivia question's coming up towards the end.
So anyways,
as another digression.
The question again is, how many Star Trek references were there in the first book?
The Invasion.
Animorphs.
The Invasion.
Changes everything.
That was awesome. Chapter 5.
Do you want to do narration?
Sure. I wanted to tell the... What?
Oh, you are doing. Never mind.
You want to do it?
No, I would. I thought. Never mind.
You can. You can do it.
I was wrong. No, just read.
Okay, because I want to do this next part. Okay. I wanted to tell the jerk to step off.
Step off! Step off!
Sorry. Okay. Got that out of my system.
Wipe the sweat off your brow.
What I wanted to say to him was, so you. Oh.
Don't do that.
Oh, do we have an elephant?
Don't be that guy. Do we have an elephant? No, we don't have one because you stopped recording.
Can you do an elephant? Okay, I'll do it. Oh, hey, we'll do it together.
So you still want to go for that, right?
But what I really said to the guy was... the guy stopped dead. He just stared. What he saw was me halfway through morphing into an African elephant. I still want to know how they got a hold of an African elephant.
At the zoo, dude.
Yeah, I know, but Asian elephants are the ones that they have in captivity. The African elephants are the ones with their ears shaped like Africa.
San Diego Zoo.
I know. No, yeah.
Oh, we got it!
Whoa. It's San Diego!
Oh, that's awesome.
Anyways. I had about a third of a trunk and most of my huge fan-like elephant ears. My legs were still stumps. My arms looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger, I need the license for these guns, only gray. And my tusks stuck about a foot out of my mouth. Just make things extra weird, I still had my normal hair and my normal eyes. Suddenly, the guy wasn't interested in hassling me. I don't think he was interested in hassling you to begin with, exactly. He turned. He ran. For a moment, he forgot he even had a car. Then he turned around and jumped in through an open window. I don't know if any of you guys had ever heard of Victor Borga, but I'm going to do some punctuation.
No verbal punctuation. I
want to just try it for the rest of this page, and then we'll do it. So just do what you're doing. You'll get it. Okay, so he started the car and took off. He was definitely breaking this. Oh, by the way, is a period. This is quotation marks, comma, exclamation mark. So, and so forth.
And hopefully we won't come across.
He started the car and took off. He was definitely breaking the speed limit as he tore out of there. I concentrated again and began to reverse the morphing process, going back to the human shape. I had been wearing a loose sweater and leggings, which was good. They had they have a caller. And you're on Animorphs, the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Push the button.
I did!
You did not!
Okay, hey, now you're on Animorphs, the radio drama. Uncensored.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I want to guess on the Star Trek reference.
Gotcha.
I'm guessing 7.
Hey,
you would be wrong, sir.
Oh.
Oh, sorry, Andy.
I tried so hard, though. I thought really hard.
So far.
Okay, well, guess what?
Awesome. We're going to take one more call on this question, and then we're going to go ahead and ask for another question that somebody might get right.
Yay!
So you can call in again.
Okay.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Turn us back up, and there we are.
They had both stretched. But my shoes had been split open by the sudden growth of my elephant feet. It had started raining, so the trip home was going to be very unpleasant.
Oh, great.
I muttered.
I've got to remember to kick off my shoes before I morph into an elephant.
Just then, a second car pulled up and came to a stop. The window rolled open.
Hey, Rachel.
Nope. It was Melissa. I recognized the voice.
Do you want to ride home?
That was a question mark.
She didn't sound very excited by the idea. I looked through the car window past her. Chapman was behind the wheel.
Oh, you missed it!
You missed one!
Past her.
I did that!
No, you didn't.
I looked through the car window past her. Chapman was behind the wheel. A wave of sick fear swept over me. Had he seen what I... just seen. If he had, then I was dead. My friends were dead.
This is gonna be horrible. I'm fine.
I said.
I could use the exercise.
No! No more of that!
It was good while it lasted.
Okay, okay. Hold on. We have to pause because now we have to try and reenact. Whoa. Is my mic off? Can you hear
me? No, you're on. You're on. Okay. Don't worry.
Wow, it sounds weird in my face.
Did the phone just...
No, it didn't.
Did you press the button?
I did. I did. It's on. It's okay. On. There's just a... you know what it is? Is Mike and Ed are probably rifling through the books that we left in my room trying to figure out the correct answer, which is a lame...
No, not really. I think it's legitimate.
Yeah.
They're okay, not going
to
find it.
Hold on, though. Back to what I was going to say. We have to try and figure out how to do his voice because he had like a Nazi aspect.
Oh, right. He was
nonsense.
No, it was nonsense, young lady. Something
nonsense,
like that.
Nonsense, young lady.
Schnell.
No.
Isn't.
No, stop it.
Okay, oh my god.
It is beginning to rain.
I'm turning into Tim.
Get in.
Hey.
Sorry.
Can't switch.
I'm just working on it.
You can't, because I'm doing one.
Fine.
Nonsense, young lady.
Read your stupid line.
Chapman said.
Sounding.
Sounding like his usual principal, assistant principal self.
No, stop.
Okay, fine.
It's beginning to rain. Get in. Will you stop?
I'm going to kill you.
It's so much fun.
Matt's going to stab him in the head.
I want to know how many people are actually going to start using verbal punctuation, though.
Nobody is. Oh, come on. It's annoying.
Oh, it's funny.
It's funny for about the first 2 seconds.
Victor Borga is rolling over in his grave.
I got to see him before he died.
And K.A. Applegate would be, but she's not dead yet.
We could try the number one thing, you know?
No.
No.
Instead of saying a two-faced... double crosser, you'd say three-faced triple crosser.
A what?
That was tutorful, and so on and so forth.
Weird.
Instead of wonderful, tutorful.
No, stop!
I'm just explaining it.
Stop!
Okay. Wow.
My head. Do you know where you are?
Melissa was in the front with her father. You're on Animorphs Radio Drama Uncensored.
I can hear myself.
Hey, is anybody on?
Hello.
Good day.
Hi.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
How's it going?
It's going well.
All right, good. Has anybody answered the question correctly yet?
No, they have not.
No? All right. The answer is one.
Oh, and you would be wrong, my friend.
It is?
No.
It is not.
It is not?
It is. The answer to the question, my friends, is there were... two Star Trek references.
Dos.
Which means we have a tie between Evan and Mike. We're going to have to go to another question.
No, yeah, we're going to another question.
Okay, so you can try calling in a little bit later, Mike.
Call again in a second.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And what is our new question, Matt?
Well, we still have the word lanced, pity points, awkward moments, and awkward moments. I think we should go for...
Ooh, that's me.
The number... of pity points for Tobias.
That would be points where you feel horrible for the men.
Let's go for pity points with Tobias!
Thank you, weirdo stranger who sounds oddly like one of our DJs.
Ew.
Thank you for suggesting what I was already...
So,
the number of times that you feel absolutely terrible for Tobias in Book 1, The Invasion...
And I think we could have this one be give or take.
Give or take like one or two?
Like one.
Be like, oh, because, you're off by this many, so you get the consolation prize.
I think Evan and Mike would have, if one of them had guessed like four or zero, then we would have given it to the other person. It's whoever's closest. We're not asking for perfection here.
Yeah, we are.
No.
Yeah, we're not. Perfection would be low.
We're going for closest, and since there was a tie, we'll go to another question, because we've got like 12 of them.
We'll go within one.
And by 12, I mean 5.
We'll go within one.
No, we'll go closest, because I want to give something away.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Fine.
Yeah, stop being picky.
Well, we could give, after this one, we could give like an easy question, like something like...
Like, who turned into a hawk?
Something like that.
That's too easy, but we'll come up with something.
Okay, we need to... Wow, we're getting short on time, folks.
Oh, jeez. Ah!
Something about thanks.
Dominating. Oh, no, not that one. Yeah, Melissa wasn't for that.
What was I supposed to do?
Melissa.
I tried to shiver. I tried not to stare at the back of Chapman's head. That's how it is when you're a controller. You know that evil slug is right there in the controller's head, attached to all his nerve endings, controlling the human brain. dominating it.
Dominate.
It's hard not to stare when you think of what is squeezed inside that skull.
It doesn't reason with it. It doesn't argue with it. It dominates it.
It doesn't think. It doesn't laugh. It doesn't get happy. It doesn't get sad. It just runs programs.
Ha ha! What movie, folks? Nice! That's a good one. I know it. Do you know
it? And it's hard to tell not to stare when it is squeezed inside that skull.
It's hard not to stare when you think of what is squeezed inside
that skull. I know, but Kyle's line.
Oh. When we were stuck back at the red light, it looked like some guy was bothering you.
Melissa said.
Then he ran off. Was he bothering you? No.
I lied.
He was picking up something he dropped by the side of the road.
Pathetic! Sorry.
No!
I was such a lame liar. I saw Chapman's eyes watching me. Rearview mirror. He looked like normal old Chapman. That's the problem with controllers. There is no outward clue. They look so normal.
He went running like the hounds of Hades. We're after him. I almost said where.
His master.
Oh, you want to give him that voice?
No.
That awesome, come on. But... That'd be sweet because he's like a Visser 3 sycophant.
Cody. Yeah.
I'm going to make him
British.
I'm going to do it. We're doing this.
We'll try it.
Did he?
Bottom
of the pit.
Chapman said.
No. Did he?
I
said it in a squeaky voice.
I went.
A squeaky but lovable voice.
I wasn't looking. I guess it was the rain. That's probably why he was running. There, you can turn left there. I know where you live.
Chapman said.
The audience is going to be fun.
Chapman said, I almost swallowed my tongue. Was that a threat? Did he suspect me? Did he guess? Was he looking at me strangely? Sorry.
No! Shame on you.
I love the question marks.
Or was I just being paranoid?
He pulled up in front of my house. My heart was hammering, but I was determined to act casual. Ah, crap. Wait. Oh, hold on.
That'll have to do. Thanks for the ride, Mr. Chapman.
I said.
Hey, Melissa. I was totally serious about us getting together, okay?
She nodded.
Sure, Rachel. Absolutely.
Sure.
Forever and ever.
I closed
that show.
Oh, come on.
That's a good one, though.
I closed the car door behind me. I had escaped. I was alive. I'd probably just been imagining things. Then I heard Melissa call out to me.
Hey, what happened to your shoes?
I looked down. My shoes were in tatters. The result of my feet growing about from a size 6 to a size 300 in about 5 seconds flat.
See?
I said as lightly as I could.
Told you I needed to go shopping.
Melissa just looked puzzled. Melissa just looked puzzled.
Because she heard a heartbeat hammering from across the yard.
Her father stared at me with an expression I could not read. I was shaking like a leaf when I walked into my house.
I headed
upstairs to my room and then stuffed my ripped shoes into the trash. Only then
did I go down back stairs and say hi to my mom. She was at the kitchen table, half hidden by a pile of buff-colored books.
Buff?
Buff.
What is buff?
It's skin color.
You know what's buff?
Me.
So good.
It's so untrue. Yeah, that's right, Matt. Feel those biceps.
Those are tennis balls.
My eye is twitching, and I'm crying.
My mother's a lawyer.
Really, Kyle? That's interesting.
Yeah. No, not really.
She and my dad are divorced. Oh, no, wait. No, my mother's a lawyer. Yes. She brings work home a lot so she can be around me and my little two sisters. My two little sisters. She and my dad are divorced. I only get to see my dad a few days a month, so my mom feels guilty when she isn't there for us. Hi, honey. Oh. Hi, honey, she said. Then she got her
suspicious mother.
Look.
How did you get home?
I said,
you didn't walk. You didn't walk, did you? You were supposed to call me.
Stop.
Thrusters coming!
Melissa and her dad gave me a ride.
I said, well, it was the truth. Sort of. She relaxed and made a point of closing her book.
Sorry!
You know I worry about you.
Thank oh, wait. You.
Yeah, I switched her back to normal. Where are Jordan and Sarah? They're in the family room watching another one of those scary shows, of course. Tonight, Jordan will be sleeping with her nightlight on, and Sarah will end up in my bed, no doubt.
Sorry.
Shame on you.
I don't know why they like things that frighten them. You were never that way.
It almost made me laugh. I felt like saying, well, Mom, I don't have to watch things that are scary. I am scary. Should have seen me a little while ago with tusks sticking out of my mouth and a 3-foot-long nose and giving away prizes on KDUP that nobody is calling in for. What I really said was...
Sorry, I'm grooving. Are we on a different page? So what's for dinner?
My mother winced.
Pizza, Chinese, anything else. You can order over the phone. I'm in. I'm sorry, but I have this brief, and I have court in the morning. We're all bobbing our heads side to side. It's hilarious. I can't even focus. This is just so chill. Mom?
I told
her 40, maybe 1,000 times.
I don't mind pizza. Sorry, but your cooking isn't all that great, so it's no big deal ordering pizza. Well, at least some veggies on it. Or at least get some veggies on it.
She said. After dinner, I called Jake. Ooh, this is awesome. I like this.
So you don't want to come over?
I said.
I got that new CD if you want to listen to it.
Oh, we're listening to it right now. There was no new... Oh. There was no CD. There is no CD. Of course.
Do not adjust your radio.
It's just that we... Have all we that is there was no CD, of course. It's just that we always have to be careful. Like I said, Jake's brother Tom is a controller. He couldn't be listening in on the extension. Then I called Cassie and Marco and told them to say the same cover story.
Cover like a CD cover or something.
When they arrived, I told them about Melissa, and then I told them about my little run-in with the creep. I did not tell them about Chapman driving me home. I don't know why, but when I saw the way Marco exploded, I was glad I hadn't told him the whole story.
Oh, that was dumb. That was dumb, dumb, dumb!
Marco said.
What if that guy is a controller? He wasn't a controller.
I said scornfully.
Why would the controller want to make a controller out of a punk?
They want...
Why would the Yerks want to make a controller out of a punk? They want people in positions of power.
And we have a caller. And you're on Animorphs, the radio drama uncensored.
Hey. Hello?
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 Hi.
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 Is this the Animorphs?
Yes, it is.
It is.
I don't know why, but when I saw the way Marco was doing, I was glad I had to tell the whole story. Is this the Animorphs?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Is this Matt?
Yes, it is. Well, no, I'm not Matt.
I'm Matt.
This is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Oh, never mind, it's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Dude, I've been looking for your number for half an hour.
I'm sorry. It's 7121.
Yeah, I got that now. Okay, I'm gonna guess 21.
For what?
For the answer. Pity points.
For the pity points?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Pam. That's not the right answer.
But you're the closest thus far.
You're the only one thus far.
Wait, what am I supposed to say now?
You're supposed to say goodbye.
Oh, bye.
Bye, Pam.
Bye, Pam.
Ah, priceless.
Yeah, it was good. Okay.
My brother's voice is a lot lower, Kyle.
Yeah,
we'll
that's
take
what I figured,
we'll take one more.
Like,
we'll
why
take,
did she ask for Matt?
We'll take one more caller on that. And generally speaking, folks, we only have 15 more minutes, so please call in. We're going to give one more question. If somebody doesn't get this one, we're going to give another question.
We're going
to
give
but
a
somebody
giveaway
has to
question.
call in and guess again. So
start the play shelf song.
Anyways,
and continue and reading.
Bam.
Wait, who's reading?
Yeah.
Who's doing it? Why am I so quiet?
because you're like maxing it out.
You were maxing it out for an hour.
Is this the same thing?
No, this is something else. It sounds like.
I'm digging this. Yeah.
Where are we?
There was no CD.
I think that was it.
That was dumb.
When they arrived, we've been
dumb.
I said scornfully.
What? He wasn't a controller.
I said scornfully. Oh, we're past that. They want people in positions of power.
The Yerks want people in positions.
We don't know that for sure.
Jake said.
Tom isn't in a position of power.
And?
And how about people driving by in their car? And how about people driving by in their cars? I'm so lost because of this music. Or looking out the windows of their cars, homes, and stuff, Marco asked.
Oh, hey!
Thank goodness, I was struggling.
All right.
You're on Animorphs, the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Howdy.
Hey, are you still taking questions?
Yeah, yes. It's not 21, that was your guess.
I'm guessing 7 again.
He's very close, but you're not within 1.
No, it's the closest.
For pity points?
Can you say that again? I like.
Okay,
7.
7 for pity points?
Yes, 7 pity points.
Well, you're the closest answer we've had so far,
and
Andy.
He's within 1, actually.
Yeah, he is.
You don't say that! No, he wins!
Yeah, he won.
He wins. Oh, okay, you win.
So, Andy, you get the choice of an autographed CD of the first book, autographed by all of us, or 2 tickets to,
this is a great choice.
OMSI tickets.
Yes, no.
I think I have to go with the autographed book.
Yeah! Oh, yeah!
Beat OMSI!
I want it so bad.
Thank you so much, Andy. You're the coolest listener ever, kinda.
Is it mine?
Yes.
Yeah, it's yours.
Yes.
Woo!
We'll give it to you later, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
See you, Andy. Later. Bye.
You can have it forever.
Alright, bye.
Bye. We beat OMSI! We beat OMSI! We're so cool and stuff!
Wait. But we still want to give away the OMSI
tickets.
Right,
so we need an obvious question.
Who was the first person?
Wait, we're only going to give... Are we going to give 1 ticket to 1 person or 2 tickets to 2
people? 2 people.
I think
it's tickets for 2.
To
1 person.
2 tickets per 1... We'll have 2 questions.
No.
No.
Yes. No, we don't split up the tickets.
See, it's a trip for 2.
Here's what
that
I suggest.
That way you can take your significant other.
I suggest we go to a quick PSA break and think of a question because we all have to put our heads together.
We have 10 minutes left.
Who cares? Quick PSA break.
We do have to play a PSA. So we're going to play a PSA, not track 6. We already did track 6.
Oh, right.
Track 5.
Oh, right.
Hi,
we're back.
Okay. So have we decided on our question? Which one, the first or the second? I vote first.
Yeah, I think first.
We'll go with the first then.
All right. So the new question is, in the first book, number 1, The Invasion, who was the first Animorph to acquire 2 morphs?
That would be 2 for those that can't count.
That would be dos for those of you who are listening to us in Spanish.
Ni in Japanese.
Dude.
Zwei in German.
De in French. I'm so sorry I know that.
And duos for those of you who are listening to us in Latin.
Which is several. Anyway, we'll continue reading because we're getting short on time. And hey, do we have any play shelves left?
We're still going through that one. You're listening to 1580 KDUP and KDUP.UP.edu.
You can call us at 7121. 7121.
Or 503-943-7121.
That's KDUP.UP.edu.
1580 AM, the sound of Portland.
And if you want to email us or anything like that, we've got an email account at
Animorph_radio.com.
And we should be getting up a website soon.
And you're on Animorph3.com, uncensored.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going.
Has the question been answered yet? I don't know how much lag there's been.
No.
Which question are you talking about?
The one that you just asked about, which Animorph.
That has not been answered yet.
Huh?
That has not been answered yet.
Okay, well, I don't really remember, but I'm just going to go with Cassie.
Yeah,
that's incorrect. Sorry.
That's incorrect. Sorry, Luke.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, that's too bad.
Sorry, Professor.
Well, you don't have to say sorry.
You know, while you're on the phone, though, there's other people in the room there with you that could probably try answering the question.
What?
There's other people in the room that could probably try answering the question in there.
Actually, I'm in Ed's room, and nobody's in here. Because we noticed.
noticed that my room has, like, more lag than the other rooms. Like, Ed came into my room, and he's like, I just heard this. And it was like,
well,
oh,
isn't that
odd? Rude.
Everyone yeah. that's listening, Luke's room has more lag. I'm sorry, Luke. That was mean. Okay, I'll talk to you later, dude.
That's okay. I forgive you.
Okay, good.
Bye, Luke.
Bye.
See you.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, and you think
hey,
we'd
I'll
have
finish.
It down.
I didn't mean to. Sorry, Luke.
I said E-ya.
And
you get it?
Please call in.
You guys get it?
7121. Oh,
you get it?
Hi. You're on Animorphs, the radio drama.
Uncensored.
Rachel.
No.
No.
Who is this?
What?
Who is this?
Pam.
Oh, sorry. Pam. Sorry, Pam.
Bye.
Bye.
You missed it by two. Dang.
Oh, wow.
All right. Music.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And reading.
And read.
Okay.
Continuing.
I need to stop putting the book down. It was no CD. Down, down, Marco. Marco asked. But a controller would believe him.
Wait, where?
A controller would know what it meant.
Holy crap, where are we?
Page 41.
Wow. Yes, a controller would know what it meant.
Wait,
a controller like Chapman or even
Life Bit?
No, we just skipped to where I wanted.
Okay, and Jake's, how about people?
Jake said,
No, way up here. And how about people?
They want people
no,
in positions of power. We don't know that for sure, Jake said.
Tom isn't in a position of power. And how about people driving in their cars or looking out of the window
and
of their homes?
Radio drama uncensored.
Howdy.
Hi.
It's Tobias.
Who is this?
Hey.
Wait, who is this?
Yes, this is Andy.
Oh, Andy!
Wait.
I'm actually calling on behalf of Laura.
Laura?
So she won the OMSI tickets, right?
Laura. Is it Lori?
Laura Masterson.
Oh!
Because she can't call.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Is she phone impaired?
No, her roommate's asleep, and she didn't want to call in.
So. Oh, so she called you, and then... She answered it, and you know. Okay, I get it.
Yeah,
she wins.
Yeah, yeah.
It was Tobias. He morphed his cat, dude, and the hawk.
Yes.
And everybody was going to say Jake because it was Jake's book, but nobody did. So congratulations, Andy.
Well, actually, congratulations to Laura.
Yeah, congratulations, Laura,
Masterson.
Through the proxy of Andy.
Awesome. All right, I'll see you
later. Yeah. Okay, talk to you later, dude.
Bye, Andy.
And,
bye.
Oh, by the way, you can come pick those up from...
Well, the tickets, we'll get Laura's name and number from you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right. See
ya. Don't... Okay.
We gotta finish this stupid song.
And this chapter, because we got 5 minutes left.
I know. Okay, no one is going to believe a lowlife like that. His friends won't believe him.
Marco said poisonously.
But a controller would believe him. A controller would know what it meant.
Yes, a controller would know what it meant. A controller like Chapman, or even Melissa, if she was one of them. I felt sick. It was like my whole life was nothing but lies. Lies to Melissa, lies to my mother. Now I was lying by not telling the others the whole truth.
Okay, I screwed up.
I muttered.
You sure did.
Marco crowed.
You screwed up, so Marco, let it drop.
Jake said.
Rachel knows she made a mistake. We all make mistakes.
Marco rolled his eyes. Cassie gave him an encouraging smile.
It was dumb putting yourself in that position, Rachel. You need to be more careful. But still, I did have to pay my second 10 allowances to see... I'd have to pay...
Yeah.
I'd have paid my next 10 allowances to see the look on that guy's face.
Thank you, DJ.
Use your words, Kyle. Use your words.
The important thing is that it doesn't sound like Rachel can use Melissa to get close to Chapman, Jake said. Not if she's a controller herself, and not if she's going to continue being weird to Rachel. I guess we'll have to find another way.
I said quickly.
I mean, we know where Chapman's office is. We know where his house is. Maybe we could just morph into some small animal.
I know where you live.
Hide out. Small animals like what?
Marco asked.
When Jake turned into a lizard, he got stepped on. He lost his tail. Ugh. Besides, what are you going to morph into? A cockroach?
We all shuddered at the thought. The smallest, strangest thing anyone had morphed so far was the was when Jake had done the lizard. It creeped him out big time. A roach would be even worse.
Foreshadow.
The problem with being a cockroach,
I said,
aside from the fact that it is too gross to believe, is that roach senses might not even be useful to us. Can a roach hear? In a way that wouldn't... In a way that would make it possible for us to understand what we're hearing?
That what was italicized. We all looked at Cassie. She's sort of our expert on animals. Cassie held up her hands.
That is fun.
No!
Isn't it?
No. It's horrible.
Stop it.
Your turn.
Oh, come on.
Like, I...
Like, I know a how a cockroach sees and hears. We don't take care of roaches at our rehab clinic.
We all sat there feeling glum for a few minutes, but I was going to let it drop. This was about more than just striking a blow at the Yerkes. I had to find out if Chapman suspected me. If he did, we were all in terrible danger. I happened to glance over at my desk. There was my math homework still not done. That didn't make me feel any better. But then I looked at the photos I had mounted on one of those big frames with six different holes. One was of my mom and my dad on a white water rafting trip we took. One was of me visiting my dad at his job. He's a weatherman on TV. We were grinning in front of a map of storms. Another picture was of Cassie and me riding horses side by side, with Cassie, as usual, looking like she'd spent her entire life in the saddle, me looking like a total dweeb. But the picture that got my attention was one taken a couple years ago of me and Melissa. I got up and went over to take the frame down. I stared hard at the picture.
What?
Jake asked.
What is it? It's me and Melissa,
I said.
It was like her 12th birthday or some birthday anyway, and we were out on her lawn playing
Hold
with
up.
The present.
Pause.
No, just read slow.
So what?
Marco asked.
So?
I passed him the photograph. It showed me and Melissa in shorts. And between us, a small black and white kitten.
So her present was a cat.
Oh, crap!
Just kidding, that wasn't the right
song.
That's
not the theme song.
I don't think it's on there. You have to go to the sound effects.
Where?
You sorted it wrong because you're smart like that.
What?
No, I believe it.
Sound effects.
Anyway, we're done for the night, so if you want to stop listening before the coolness, or if you want to call in to say, ha-ha, you didn't get very far, you can go ahead. Or you can email us at animorph_radio@yahoo.com. We check it occasionally.
Also, we're going to end this with a PSA and a play shelf, because we need to do that.
I can't find it.
Yeah, well, if you want to listen to those, you can. I don't think you put it... No, it's got to be on my computer. You start horribly. Just put on your creepy thing or something.
Oh, maybe miscellaneous break clips? Welcome back. Intro music. Ha ha.
Okay. Later.
It's too risky. The thing you should know is that everyone is in really big trouble. Yeah. Even you.
I'm the worst. The place is like this.
Wonder.
Here's the color budget.
Thank you, little Miss Cheerful.
Oh, I am very bad.
Feel about this.